Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 virtual conference. And in the expert panel section that we covered, one clip that we that really stuck out to us was Todd Clark's, when he was talking about how credit unions really need to kind of bake in member centricity into the kind of the fabric of their business. And he talks about how their co-creation councils really helps out in that respect and getting direct feedback from the credit unions. And he also talks about how they saw a huge uptick in mobile and contactless payments during the pandemic. And I gave an example about Kroger supermarkets on how they were resistant to contactless, but once the pandemic hit, man, they pivoted pretty quickly. So check it out.
Can you weigh in on how credit unions stand to benefit from this shift to a member at the center of the P&L?
Sure. And like Nikhil, let me thank you, Gene, for being back to host with us. And Nikhil, thank you for being here with us. The first thing I think is important to say here is there's nothing we're saying here says that credit unions don't put the member first, don't think about their member first. What we're talking about is member centricity and how baking that into your service delivery model will need to change over the next few years, and how thinking of the member as the P&L rather than the actual products that you're delivering out to them changes how you do that. And so I think the easiest way for me to talk about it is probably talk about what we've done here at Co-op, right? When I got here 4.5 or almost 5 years ago, we did one member survey or one client survey a year, and we had a couple of user groups that met for about a half a day, maybe once or twice a year. And so what we quickly did was we started putting in listening posts all over the company. So after a call to the contact center, after a call to the service desk, we formed the co-creation councils, and now we have roughly 75 credit unions that send representatives to talk about all kinds of things twice in person for a couple of days, and then quarterly over the phone. So that we're hearing what our clients are saying, and we think about it as two things, right? We've got clients, which are you as our credit unions, and then we've got the member behind you, and we need to listen to both of those, and we need to be able to hear what they're saying about what we're doing. And frankly, when I got here, what we heard was we're not very good. And over the last 4 years, that's been slowly, and in some cases, rapidly changing. Great example is, I think 2.5 years ago, we heard from our co-creation councils that our fraud solutions, not so much our fraud solutions, but our chargebacks and dispute solutions as they relate to our fraud solution, weren't really working for members or for clients. They were taking too long and the like. And so I'm happy to say that two years later, after a whole bunch of development, a whole bunch of thought and listening to our clients, we're now rolling out a new resolution center dispute chargeback that links directly into the fraud solution that will give members the power, assuming that the work is done between the digital banking provider and us, give members the power to dispute their transactions right from their mobile app. And that's the sort of real-time and speedy service that members are looking for and they're seeing from the fintechs. And so it's as Nikhil said, it's more about the experience you're delivering than it is the product you're delivering. And we're trying to gear ourselves to make that easier and faster and better for our credit union owners and clients, and then also their members. What we've seen over the last 16, 17 months since COVID got rolling is an acceleration of things we already saw. For example, contactless and P2P have really grown. Also, the use of digital banking apps has skyrocketed over the last year. I laugh because I thought my mother, who's now 76, would have gone to her grave never opening up a digital banking app or for any way, shape, or form depositing a check over that same app, because for her it's a social event to go to the credit union and talk to the tellers and the like. And so all of those things happened in the first few months of COVID, and frankly it was quite shocking, and I think the numbers bear it out. We've seen a huge uptick in mobile deposits, a huge uptick in P2P, and then obviously one of the things I find very interesting, because I love payments and I love the politics of payments, I saw Kroger and Publix, two huge grocery store chains that have resisted contactless payments at their lanes forever, within a week of the shutdown being put into place, opening up contactless because the whole notion of a touchless environment changed their thinking about that, right? And then I think the other thing is that there's this the adoption of I'm at home and so I can't go to the mall or I can't go to the credit union to solve my problems, whatever the problem is, whatever the solution I'm looking for is. So where do I go? Well, I go to my phone and I type it in that all-powerful thing, Google, and I say, help me solve this problem. And oftentimes what it does is it brings back an app that does just that. And so if you go type in student loans, SoFi is right at the top. If you go type in send money to a friend, then you get PayPal. And if you type in debit cards, you get Chime. And so these solutions are being provided to your members, and it's their it's the fintech's plan to slowly strip off pieces of a business that you may have had since 1934. And right now it's working. And so it obviously we think that co-op's value here is investing at scale, bringing all of you together and doing things that will empower you to fend this off and then also maybe get out and lead in the very near future. Get out and lead here rather than watching the fintechs take this business away.
Thank you very much for that information, Todd, and stay tuned for more coverage of Think 21 here on CU Broadcast.